All right, we got about a minute left. Obama went to Florida, I think, yesterday and announced a $10 billion program for small businesses. And everybody was proud to say that this is money that the banks paid back, as if the banks had done a real wonderful thing to help small business.
Well, what small business needs is first and foremost a sound currency. If the Federal Reserve can just print money and give it to insiders, and small business and state and local government has to struggle under that handicap, then there are no solutions. So number one, small business needs a sound currency. Number two, small business needs transparency of government money, because you have all these rigged deals going on, including in their marketplaces, that advantages the big guys. So that's the second thing they need. The third thing small business needs is they don't need gazillions of regulations that they have to, obey when the big guys don't, or the big guys have lots of inside money to hire the smart lawyers to deal with it. And the fourth thing that small business needs, Dennis, is they need capital not to all flow to Wall Street, but for capital to be free, to flow locally. There's no reason why you shouldn't have a stock market for your local community, but the feds and federal enforcement have done everything they can to stop it, and my story is a perfect example of stopping the transparency and the equity portions of that. So to wrap it up, small business needs sound currency, it needs transparency of government money, it needs, free-flowing equity, in its place, and no federal regulatory overburden.
Right.
And so more little programs aren't going to do anything when those four conditions are being used to centralize the economy.
That's Catherine Austin Fitz. You can communicate with her directly at solari.com/blog. She's with us every Wednesday on Community Business. Thank you, Catherine. Talk
Thanks,
to you again
Dennis.
Next week.